Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Yesterday was one of those days that my wife and I contemplated getting rid of all of our animals.
Oh.
Just leaving them outside, maybe. Hey, congratulations. You're one with nature.
Like, go out and, like, trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts. Right? You guys are animals. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Go on. Be free. Now, I should say not all of our animals fell under that category.
Who's the favorites?
Well,
now you have favorites. So go ahead. Give them a shout out.
Well, okay. So the two, the two that would maybe stay are Fred, the fat orange tabby of mine.
He's never really been a problem child, right?
Not too much, no. And then Guinness, our old crotchety kind of outdoor tortie cat.
Maybe if anyone could make it on their own, sounds like Guinness could.
Oh, yeah, she could.
Because wisdom.
But Maeve, Eggs, and Dougal, our dog.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday was a day.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Dougal had, you know, I said this to you before, where it's been a journey with him since we got him in March as a puppy. He's still a puppy. He's kind of in the teenager stage right now, according to
He's
websites.
Rebelling. He's rebelling against his mommy and daddy.
For the past week, he has been on a tear where he's stubborn, doesn't want to listen, and is doing things defiantly. And then, like yesterday, my wife and I look at each other, and almost at the exact same time, we're like, he is throwing a temper tantrum because he's tired.
Oh, my gosh, just like a child.
Yes, just like a child. Like, he is tired. He needs a nap. Like, go lay down. You are tired. Go lay down.
How can you tell if they need a nap?
Well, because he was acting the fool, acting crazy, wild.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have like a little a spot for him, and we tell him place.
Yeah.
That's his directive. That's
timeout/nap.
Yeah, it's kind of a timeout spot where he is supposed to go and just sit, and he can do whatever he wants in place on this little, like, elevated little bed type thing. But he just can't get off place, right?
Okay.
And so we put him in place. We're like, all right, place. And so within
he rolled 15, his eyes and he went over there.
15 seconds, he was fast asleep.
Okay.
And it's like we're looking at each other going, okay. So him just absolutely acting the fool, tearing around, trying to, quote, play with the cats, tearing up a pillow.
And, oh,
my gosh. We were getting ready to say, okay, goodbye. And then we still have a cat, Maeve, who is, we never got her fixed. And so she's going through heat right now. So that's a thing, too, where, you know,
she's looking for boyfriends.
We look over on one of our windows and there's spray on the window. And we're like, okay, this is great.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Again, not a cat owner.
I know.
Not a cat owner.
Well, if you get your cat fixed, you don't have to worry about that. But that was just a thing that, I mean, the cat now is like 10 years old.
You have to clean spray off the windows.
Yes,
draw the line.
And it was a thing yesterday where and you know, like, my wife spends more time with him than I do because I'm here a little bit longer than she is at work. And so when we get home, like, he has to be where you are.
Yeah.
He's not a dog right now that is content to just lay and be where he is.
Well, no, that's pug life too. But one of them is the one that follows me everywhere. The other one just waits for me to sit.
No, see.
And then she's like, I'm the best cuddler.
The one that follows you everywhere, that's, imagine she was 60 pounds and had to be on your hip.
It's underfoot.
All the time.
Yes.
Like,
it makes it difficult.
Hang on a second. You're going into that room? Well, I should probably
need assistance.
I should probably go and see what you're doing because I don't want to be abandoned here.
Right.
And
forget about it if you're in the kitchen too. Both of them are right there like sharks in the water. Just in case. And they're licking the floor every 2 seconds.
And this dog, Kelly, has not wanted for anything in his life.
Right.
He We adopted him when he was just a baby.
Yeah.
So he's never known life on the streets.
Right.
He's never not wanted or not had food and clean water and a clean place to sleep and a roof under his head.
You give him that stern talking to a lot?
Probably should. Yes. Like, you have not wanted for anything. Why are you the way you are?
Because it's a dog. It's a dog.
And yesterday,
doing dog things.
My wife sends me a text and was like, "Hey, do you think if we just tie him to a tree in Norburn, if someone would take him?"
I bet you. Just put a little sign. Free to a good home.
And I'm like, no one would take him.
No.
He'd just sit there and he would.
He'll have some takers because he's cute.
No.
But cute can only get
cute
you so
gets
far.
Gets you so far.
Right. Well, it lures you in.
It's the
like it lured you in. Suckers will be like, all right, oh, you sweet little guy, what are you doing out here? And then take him home and then, oh my gosh, you're a terror.
Yeah. So yesterday it was one of those days where we were close to just, let's see how you do on your own.
Yeah. We were close to that with our children at times. We called it, we were going to restructure the family.
Yeah.
We're just going through a restructuring.
Yeah. Right.
We put a couple ads up on Facebook a couple times. Tried to lead with their,
did you get any
their
leads?
High points. Didn't have any. Didn't
That's
get to
a shame.
The point where we said, send us your resumes and we'll see if you can go ahead and take over.
All right.
And then maybe send them back after you've done raising them for us.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Once you've molded them into better humans,
yeah. Send them back.
All right.
We'd be happy to have them hang out again.
We'll take a look at them again. All right. So today we got a lot to get to on the show. Not only are we trying to hook you up with $2,000 with Ben and Kelly's $30,000 bet, we got tickets for Bert Kreischer to give away. There's phone taps. OVW co-owner and wrestler Al Snow is in studio.
I started the show last night.
Wrestlers?
Yes.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yes. I think I got 15 minutes into it.
Fell asleep?
No, I had to pause because we had a family tree project to finish up we've been working on for quite some time, and it ended up being a much, much lengthier process.
Yeah, it's a docu-series, and I think there's like 7 episodes, and each episode is about an hour long, so it's a lengthy
intro.
I'm to episode 4, I think, right now, but, I recognize some familiar faces because it's shot in Louisville.
Right,
yes. So that's kind of cool.
That's
anyways.
Fun.
Al Snow, he's big. He's a big dude.
Yes.
And he's going to be sitting right next to you here.
My husband is like, really? You guys are talking to him? Could I come by?
Is he going to come by too?
I don't know.
Is your husband going to pop by?
I'll tell him what time.
Okay. All right.
He's fangirling a little bit.
Aw, that's cute.
It's really cute.
All right. So a lot of that on the way and a feel good on the way.
I think I found your spirit animal in this little kid who also had a day, and he's just done.
Okay.
I'm done.
We've all been there.
He is your spirit animal. He's all of us, actually.
Do this every hour throughout the morning.
This kid is kind of all of us at the end of the day. Maybe even the voice of a generation.
Oh.
He's just done with the day when he gets home to the farm from school. He's done.
Do you hear me? I'm quaky. I'm tired. I worked hard at school. Okay?
All right, so what? You don't want me to mess with you tonight?
No. I'm quaking. I'm tired. I worked hard at school. Watch
You're not going to wrestle here in a little bit?
Maybe.
Oh.
If I stop getting quaky and tired, I work hard at school.
I worked hard at work, but I'm not as cranky as you.
We're going to get our stuff done, and we're going to bed early.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting a bath tonight because I need to soak my troubles away.
He knows.
He knows. Maybe we'll wrestle later if I stop being cranky and tired.
He knows.
It's
been one of those days. I get it, buddy. I get it.
Standing there with his arms crossed, I'm cranky and tired. I don't need any of your stuff tonight. I'm cranky and I'm tired. Leave me alone.
He's all of us.
Out. He's fantastic at Ben and Kelly Show.
My daughter was lamenting about the new iOS update. I don't know if you downloaded it or not, Kelly, the Apple update, but
I don't know if I did or not.
There's a feature on it that if your phone is too close to your face, it shuts off.
Oh. And really?
Yeah. And so it like there's a thing that appears on your screen that just says too close, back up or whatever. And so you have to like move the phone away or further from your face before it activates again. And she was like, ah, this stinks. I was like, well, it's probably good for you to do that.
Well, but how did we all remember the old-fashioned way where we'd hold the phone up to our face and talk to people?
Yeah.
So now we just we have to use the Bluetooth or the speakerphone.
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't have an Apple. I'm Team Android. But I would assume if the phone app is being utilized, that isn't the case because you can just hold it up to your ear. And your camera is going to tell if it can see your face or your ear.
OMG.
Right?
That is much. Okay, so what's the latest version? I've got 16.6.1.
You're asking me like I know. Also, they say you can make your phone less addictive by making the screen black and white. If you make it not color, if you switch it to black and white, that helps get rid of the positive reinforcements that keep you scrolling and tapping and using your phone. Both iPhone and Android have those settings that let you like shut off the color. So I know.
Like I shouldn't have the wallpaper of the background of our favorite picture of the happiest place on earth.
Well,
my wallpaper is us at Disney.
You can, yeah, but if it's black and white, then it's not going to
it's not going to jump appealing. Up and grab
right.
Me.
So
are all the icons for your apps going to be black and white too? Oh,
yes.
Really?
So when my phone goes into like sleep mode, because I set my bedtime on my phone, you know, so after a certain time, it goes to like bedtime mode. And so that's what it does. It goes to all black and white and it dims.
Okay.
And if I'm using my phone when it goes to like the bedtime mode, it's really annoying. And I'm like, it's black and white. And I'm like, and then I find myself quitting using it too. That and I need to be going to bed. But
okay.
But
see, I don't have the phone in the bedroom. I keep it as in. It does get charged in the bathroom.
All right.
So that if
I
need the secondary
phone,
alarm, then that will go off and I will still hear it. But I have an alarm clock, and so this is a way.
Yeah.
So that you're not tempted to pick it up.
That's good. But yeah, it's moving your phone screen to black and white. If you do
how
that.
How do you do that? Okay. Well, I'm asking
I'm
you.
Gonna, I'm not going to tell you right
know.
Now.
You don't know.
I do.
I'll research it.
I do. Yes. You go to accessibility, display, and text size color filters and then turn it to.
Gotcha.
That's what you do. Oh. And then switch that on in grayscale is an option.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
There it is. Well, it says differentiate without color.
Rhonda says you do need to update. The latest version is 17.0.3.
Okay.
So thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah. Behind the times.
Yeah. Okay. Setting the bar time.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, speeding tickets can blow a huge hole in your budget depending where you were caught, how fast you were going, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a speeding ticket worth $1.4 million, then you're doing okay.
Where in the world and how fast and the what the wow?
Not a typo. Connor says he was going 90 in a 55. So, yes, speeding, 35 over. He knew he was going to be hit with a fine. But when he got the ticket, it was for more than $1.4 million.
Was he speeding?
Georgia. He assumed it was a typo, so he called the city. The woman said, nope, wasn't a mistake. So you either pay that or show up to court December 21st. So he got a lawyer involved. Here is Connor talking about it and his lawyer.
$1,480,032.51. The lady told me on the phone, I told her this might be a typo, I don't know, I'm not sure, and I told her the amount it was, and she said, no, sir, that's the correct amount. You either pay the $1.4 million or appear in court on December the 21st at 1:30 p.m.
I mean, wow.
Okay, I guess I'll go to court then.
Yeah, and then the lawyer.
The maximum for a misdemeanor is $1,000. If it's a misdemeanor of high and aggravated nature, the maximum would be $5,000.
So here's the thing. They say the $1.4 million is listed on the ticket as a placeholder.
A placeholder.
Yes, basically just a bug in the software. Rather than just say there's no automatic fine and that you're required to show up in court, The system just spits out this number.
Oh.
And it means really nothing.
But if somebody wrote a check?
Then they would gladly accept it, I'm sure. But basically, they're just saying, hey, you need to let the judge decide what the fine is.
Okay.
And so you need to come to court.
Okay, because I guess they just figure, well, no one's going to pay that.
Right.
Be like, okay, fine, I'll go to court.
I know, right? But that's your set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a speeding ticket worth $1.4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Dang.
That is your setting the bar story.
That's crazy.
On 99.7 DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we got this one from Casey. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my friend Luke is a great guy, but he's wound a little tightly.
Yeah.
Can you think of a phone tap to prank him? It'd be awesome. I can give you some details if you need about him.
Yeah, so Robert Hossenpepper doing some work for Luke. Here's the problem. Luke doesn't know he's supposed to be having any work done.
Oh, right. Okay, what a fun surprise.
I know. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Oh, my bad. It's Robert Hossenpepper from Tree Service.
From the what?
From the Tree Service. Just had a couple follow-up questions for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's fine.
That's
fine. Job's almost done. I'm calling from over at your place. I just need a little information. It's not on my work order.
Your work order?
Yeah. We cut down your tree. That's all done, but I don't know if you want it hauled away or if you want it cut up for firewood or something.
Are you sure you have the right person? Like, I'm at work right now. There's nobody should be at my house.
Yeah, I've got the work order here. Cut down the dead oak tree in the front yard, right?
No, I did not want my tree cut down. Uh-oh. Nobody should be cutting down any trees in my yard.
Well, I got your phone number from one of your neighbors here because I didn't have it on my work order, but I'm in your front yard. Mailbox says 65 Avenue. Is that your address?
Yeah, that's my house, but I don't know what you're doing there. You should not be there. There shouldn't be a work order for anything.
Look, I've got the work order right here. It says to cut down the tree in the front yard of 60 Avenue, right?
No, my house is 665 Avenue.
That's what I said, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I see. You're at 65. My work order says 60. That's my bad. That makes more sense now.
That makes no sense. What are you talking about?
No, I just mean the work order said to cut down the dead oak tree. Uh-huh. And your tree looks fine. Well, I mean, look fine before we cut it down.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
That's on me. I gotta look closer at these work orders.
Are you f***ing joking me? You cut down a tree in my yard? That was like a perfectly good tree. You did not cut down that tree.
Look at the positives here, Chief. We're going to have a ton of firewood, and we're not going to charge you.
What are you talking about? No charge.
I tell you what. I'll even grind your stump down.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'm going to grind your f***ing stump down. Dude, do not leave where you are right now. Stay right there. I'm on my way, and we're going to settle this, okay? You did not cut down my tree.
Oh.
I cannot believe this right now.
Listen, I really can't hang around because I got another tree to cut down on the next block. 65.
What? No. What did you say your name was?
What did I say my name was or what is my name?
Who is this?
Luke, it's actually Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling from 99.7 DJX. Casey set you up for a phone tap.
This isn't real?
Right. No, it's not real. Your tree is absolutely fine, Luke.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. That scared the shit out of me. I love the trees in my yard, and oh, my God, this is insane.
Well, sorry to give you such a fright, all right? Blame it on Casey.
I'm definitely going to, guys.
Oh, bless his heart.
Oh,
though.
You know what?
I've
got the wrong address. My bad. That's on me. I'm going to take the L on that one.
I got to go because I got another tree to cut down.
I can't stick around. Sorry, buddy. Oh, shoot.
Ooh, doggies. Oh, poor Luke. He's probably still sweating about that one.
Yep. Kelly Kay.
This is kind of a feel good because this guy ended up saving his dog's life.
Okay.
From a very unusual situation. Again, probably not something we're going to have to worry about around here.
Okay.
We go to Australia for
Crikey.
This one. Crikey, indeed.
Okay.
This crazy video footage, this guy's actually getting footage himself, comes up on a kangaroo drowning his dog in a lake.
Oh.
Like gangster style, holding the dog underwater with his hands.
Oh.
So he comes up on him and like fights the kangaroo.
Yeah.
To get rid of it, you know, to let go of his dog. And the kangaroo is all like, you want a piece of me? Lunges at the guy. The video goes black. I guess the phone was dropped in the water.
In the water, right.
Yep. When the video's back, the dog is free. The man's back and away. And then we go to the comments. I mean, others are saying they would do the same thing. They would fight a kangaroo for their dog.
Sure. Okay, I get that.
Others are all like, so do kangaroo eat dogs? Or like, why?
Are they just jerks?
Was he trying to choke the dog?
Or maybe we're misinterpreting what the kangaroo was doing with the dog.
It's hard to misinterpret once you see the video. Like, it's pretty obvious what's
happening.
Well,
it looked like the video, the kangaroo was almost like taking the dog back to the owner. Like,
okay.
The dog got into the water, and the kangaroo was, like, taking the dog back.
Oh, that could have been.
That's what it looked like to me.
And then the kangaroo and was then, like, why are you punching me, dog?
I know, and then the owner's like, I'm going to get you.
Yes.
And then the kangaroo's like, you want some of me?
Well, he's an ex-cop and a martial artist, so I think it's probably, you know, when you're trying to assess the situation.
Sure,
he's
where
probably
are my
thinking, yes, exactly. And he's just like, what's up? It looks like the kangaroo is drowning the dog. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He got the dog back. It's all fine.
All right.
The kangaroo, they decided to part ways.
Okay.
So, but the kangaroo is like, looks buff.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't mess. And usually kangaroo are supposed to be pretty docile.
Uh-huh.
But they can, confronting kangaroo are typically not recommended.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a crazy video, though.
It is. This kangaroo looks like he works out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
100%. For sure. It's just, so you can see the video. Thank goodness everybody walks away. It's fine.
All right.
At WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Try to get Darla some help. She says, hey, guys, I've only told two other people what I did and had mixed reactions. So, am I the jerk for canceling the DJ for my ex's wedding?
Oh.
Let me state, I don't care how immature or petty this is.
Uh-huh.
When he dumped me out of nowhere and was conveniently dating Laura within 3 days.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty clear he'd been seeing her for quite some time.
Okay.
Well, after a little detective work, he had been.
Mm.
And he'd taken my dog to her place when he should have been walking them.
Oh.
He was tight on money, so I legit paid this piece of junk $50 a week to take my dog for walks. And this is what he was doing.
Oh.
It's so disgusting, and I will hate him until the day I die. And I'm not about the forgive them to free yourself mantra. Nope. Never.
Wow.
So, when I found out he was getting married to her, I knew what I had to do.
Oh.
I found out who his wedding DJ was, and I canceled them. I thought long and hard about what to cancel. I thought that would affect the wedding way more than flowers or anything else, and he loves to party. And, from what I hear, someone had to connect their phone to a speaker for their reception because of it, and I have never felt more joy than when I heard that. So, am I the jerk? Or was I justified? Thanks.
Wow.
I don't really think it matters what we say to Darla.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, she did what she did.
Confident.
I was going to say, she did
what
she
did.
Like, whatever.
I say what I said.
It already happened.
I did what I did.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't think, like, does it matter, Darla, what we think? Because it sounds like you're pretty pleased with yourself. It brought her joy, she said.
Yeah, but as the wedding DJ, it's like you just get a random call. Hello, this is...
Maybe she pretended to
be Laura.
Laura.
Hi, this is Laura. We're not going to need you now. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
And the DJ's like,
okay.
All right, sounds legit.
Yeah, okay.
You're not going to get the security deposit back.
And, all right,
okay,
that's fine.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, look, I sure. I think that was a little immature. And I think, you know what? It would have been better to just, again,
walk away.
Walk away.
And just say, you know what? I think I'm going to be better off at some point down the road.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Or you don't.
Darla's ex is better off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Darla's ex is better off.
I don't know.
With Laura.
I think it's hilarious that she's asking if she, because it's clear she doesn't care.
She doesn't care. Yeah, Keisha says, how many people are calling up their DJs now to confirm they're showing up?
Oh, exactly. 1,000%. Holly's like, I think it's great. Corey's like, the deed's been done. Doesn't matter. Ray, pettiness level, 1,000%. But this is fantastic.
Yeah, Audra says, this is not a jerk move or a justified move. That's a calculated petty, and I'm here for it. Stop telling people this was your revenge, so move on.
Oh, wow. Derek said, that's a little immature, but what a wicked burn.
Yeah, I mean, there are several people that are already posting on Facebook that are like, you know, Steven, yeah, this is the type of behavior that's a huge red flag that you are super immature and honestly undateable. This is just ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah, maybe Darla needs to take this feedback and look at the mirror, maybe moving forward.
I mean, you know, obviously this was probably a pretty quick turnaround, like Darla was dating him and then all of a sudden she's not dating him. And then all of a sudden she blinks.
Laura's been in the picture.
And all of a sudden they're getting married.
It was a knee jerk reaction. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I get it. I understand where the feelings are coming from for Darla, for sure.
But Joyce says, I'm a pretty petty person myself, but that just stoops to a different level of pettiness. Some things are justifiable when you're being petty, but this is not. Not only are you punishing him for his actions, but you're punishing her when she may not have even known about you in the first place.
That's true.
And for the DJ that you called and canceled for a wedding, that was not even yours. That just shows his lack of professionalism.
Oh, no. Now the DJ is getting thrown under the bus.
I know. The DJ's getting thrown under the bus.
The DJ is like, I'm just going in the middle. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. The guy's like, I just got a text message from someone that says, hey, you don't need to show up anymore. And I was like, all right, cool. I wanted to watch football anyways.
Yeah. Nikki's like, I mean, kind of jerky. Honestly, I think you'd be better off taking the energy you put into that and doing something positive for yourself.
All right. So what are your, I think we're all kind of uniform in saying, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it was a jerk move.
Outside of a few people that are like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think most people are like, yeah, you know, you probably could have done better.
Petty level 20 out of 10.
Yeah. So what are your petty revenge stories? Like, we don't want anything like, I murdered his cat.
Okay. Yeah. No, nothing like that.
We don't want anything
level.
Like that. But it's like, if you have any sort of petty revenge story, we'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997. So Darla is not over her cheating ex. She decided to do something a little devilish, if you will. When she found out he was getting married to the other woman, she canceled his wedding DJ. But she came to us and was like, hey, so is that a jerk move? Because a couple people that I told thought it was.
Uh-huh. I don't think she cares, though. She said it brought her joy when she heard that someone had to bring out a speaker and play music from their phone at the reception.
Yeah, Kelsey tweets, nah, because my mom's ex did this to her. Dumped her after 13 years, married his side chick after like 6 months. So I'm pretty sure that this is justifiable.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of support rolling in saying, nope, not petty. Justified, well, yes, petty, but in a good way.
Yes, petty. Brad says, this isn't a cheating story on petty revenge stories, but when I was upset, my wife one time, she turned off the TV, wrote broken on a piece of paper, taped it to the TV, shut off the power strip, flipped the batteries around on the remote. Took me several days to figure it out. I'm just glad I didn't scrap the TV.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she was thinking, oh, this thing doesn't work. I'm just going to, like, set it out on the curb.
Yeah, right?
Let someone take it.
Lisa said, I have a friend whose pumpkin fall display at the end of his driveway would be run over by the neighborhood jerk. Happened every year. My friend decided to put a stop to it, so he bought the largest pumpkin he could find, along with several large bags of concrete, filled that puppy up, made a real pretty display. The dude broke the axle of his car when he hit that pumpkin, could not drive away, and my friend had his car towed. Oh,
and then
shoot.
You know who the perp is.
Yeah, right?
1,000%.
Petty revenge.
Wow.
Shannon, you got one.
So I've got a petty story, and I don't really think she was too petty, honestly.
Oh. Really?
I think her revenge was good, yes.
All right, so Shannon, let's hear yours.
Okay, so a guy and I were living together. We had to replace a toilet, so I purchased that, and he had already purchased a gas grill. So when, you know, things didn't work out, I was leaving. I'm like, hey, can I take the grill since you're keeping the toilet? And he didn't agree to that, which I thought was petty on his end. So while he was at work, I emptied the gas from the grill and, you know, maybe tossed some raw veggies behind the fridge, hoping they would rot and smell.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that was my revenge. I wanted to do more, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Shannon.
All righty, then. Dang. And then we still got we got a text from Pat, who rolled in and still talking about Darla and her, because she was paying her ex to walk the dog when, in fact, he was going to go cheat with Laura.
Yeah.
His new wife, and Pat says, I think the response was warranted because she was paying him to walk her dog and basically cheat on her.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. And Darla, I mean, again, I'm going to say probably went a little over the top in the pettiness.
But it sounds like that she is now, that was what she needed to purge herself of the situation.
All right.
And to be able to move on, get closure.
There you go.
So there you go.
All right. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 EJX. It's tis the season, yes, for creepy paranormal type stuff that's happening.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? You actually came across this TikTok.
I did, and I did such a deep dive, and there are... So if you go into the comments, a lot of people think that they can see evidence of some of these videos being staged. Others, though, I don't know how they could have staged it.
I have some audio from one of their home security cameras. It's a couple who lives in a house there in Erie, Pennsylvania. And it shows rocking chairs, tables moving, fridge doors opening. But then there's also a voice that you hear on the security camera, which I'll play for you as well.
While we were gone for the night, we captured this on our security cameras.
Okay, that's the voice from TikTok, right? Exactly. Okay, and that was the sound of some sort of like table moving. There is also this like little stuffed animal that's like moving around on the floor, the hardwood floor.
Yeah.
And then you hear this. So is that real?
I don't see that one. I didn't watch that one. That one, they do have two kids. So is one of the kids like off camera laughing like that?
Apparently this is happening while no one is there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That
now,
is what they say.
Okay. So the ones that really got me is there is one where it's watching the bedroom overnight. And you see a doll in a chair, and it just kind of moves over.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's that kind of stuff. And then there's a cross that spins on the wall. That is that's pretty disconcerting.
Yeah.
I don't know. There is enough weirdness. But, of course, this family is just like, well, we're not going to let it run us out of our house, and we're going to try to figure out a way to get it to stop. But if they're documenting it all on TikTok, and then they have, like, an Amazon wish list link in their bio. So that's,
they're trying to get a little capitalized
on
this.
Yeah, I think they're trying to cash in a little on the attention that they're getting. But, yeah, some of the videos are crazy. There's one of their daughters is in the back room. You can see her. She's kind of sitting at a table. She's playing. There's a Barbie house nearby. And then there is a folding chair, and then the chair moves like it's trying to get closer to the little girl. She runs, she spooked him, runs off.
I mean, so, to be honest, I would too.
Yes, I would just need one of those things to happen and I'm out. I'm like, I'm not even packing. I'm just sending for my, you know what? I'm getting new stuff.
I know you said the comments were kind of divided. Where are you on this?
I don't know. There is enough stuff. Like, we'd be giving them a ton of credit for pulling off some pretty decent videos, like quality wise, because they've got their security cameras have like motion sensors.
Right.
So it's like they have this little green box that shows up when, and there's one where the rocking chair is a reoccurring thing
that rocks
itself.
Sure.
And people say, well, there could be a line
like a little yanking on it
to make it, you know. But there's one where there is a Ouija board, and then it zeroes in on the actual thing moving by itself.
Okay.
Which seems like it would be difficult to do.
Can we see this somewhere?
Yeah. You can see it at WDJX.com.
All right. So we got that, WDJX.com. You can take a look for yourself. What do you think about Ouija boards?
I want no part of it because I feel like that you're just inviting things.
Have you ever done one?
No.
So I've done one, you know, like over at a slumber party or something like that, maybe when I was in grade school and stuff, we do a Ouija board. But it, you know, everybody kind of holds their hands on the little pointer thing.
Right.
Right?
And it's supposed to, like, move your hands around.
Right,
yes.
It's supposed to move. But how can you know? Because, of course, you ask a question and all of a sudden it starts moving. It's like, do you like chocolate? Y-E-S.
Right.
Wow!
Yeah.
I would be curious, has anybody actually had a weird experience with a Ouija board that they
where
know?
Where it was actually pulling you and you weren't moving
it with
your hands?
Because I don't feel like that is big enough. I don't know. I just think it's a piece of cardboard, you know?
I watched several of the videos.
All right.
And they look like there was one in particular that people were really debating. All right, well, someone is underneath the couch making it move. But you would probably see the shadow on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Because you can see the shadow of the actual couch, and that moves the way it should. That, though, it feels like it could be the kid.
It could be.
The kid off camera.
All right, well, why don't you take a look?
Because that's real clear and loud.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Go ahead and take a look for yourself. WDJX.com. We were just talking a little earlier about the validity of Ouija boards. Ouija boards.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't know anyone that's actually thinks that the Ouija board moved itself.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, it's just a cardboard board that has letters on it. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, spirits are supposed to use that to spell stuff out to you.
Right. How do they know how to spell?
Well, okay, they were people at some point, right? I'm sure they went to school.
What if it was?
I'm not sure about demons.
What if you were conjuring a ghost and they were just bad spellers?
Maybe
they're spelling something. You're like,
maybe.
I don't understand. What are you trying to get at?
He spelled there wrong. You know,
T-H-E-I-R.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
it's
possessive. Wrong
form of there.
Not great at grammar.
Emily said, I definitely had an Ouija board move on its own. A friend of mine and I used to play with hers, and I felt like she was moving it, so I played it alone. All I did was ask if someone was in the room. I got a yes. Then asked who was in the room with me. And it started at Z and went around the board back to A, then faster and faster, and scared me so bad, haven't touched one since.
So we just got to Za?
Yeah.
That's what is Za? Ooh,
yeah.
I have to look that up.
Who the heck is Za?
Is Za the name of a demon? Za the name of a demon.
Another.
Azazel is one. Maybe it's Za for short.
Maybe. Another said, regarding the Ouija board, my mom, myself, and my grandma played one time. It spelled out such specific things that I don't know how we would have faked it.
Oh, wow.
We all accused the other one of moving it. Haven't touched one since. That was 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Wow.
All right.
All right. All right. A couple good stories there.
I just wouldn't be afraid you'd be opening up a portal in your house for things to come in that maybe you wouldn't want there.
All right. There's a Ouija board that's just hanging on the wall at a vacation house that we go to.
Really?
Up at the lake. Yeah.
It's just you take it off the wall to use it?
I mean, we probably could.
Or is it just decor?
It's decor, I think.
No, I don't think I'd stay there. That's a sign of weirdness.
Coming up next, it is little kid, drunk adult. You got to determine whether or not these people did the thing because they were drunk or because they were a little kid.
Just an innocent little kid, yeah.
Yeah, just a little innocent little kid. They didn't know any better, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll dangle tickets to Bert Kreischer in your face, all right?
Always a good time.
Yep, we'll play. Coming up next. So we're going to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Dina calling us from PRP. Hi, Dina.
Hi.
Dina's got red hair, drives a beat-up Oldsmobile. You know what? Those are the best cars, aren't they?
They are.
You know, those beaters that just keep on rolling.
Yep.
You can curb check.
Never going to die.
You can have a shopping cart hit your car.
Drive it into the ground.
Yeah. Open the door on something, get a little dent. You know, it doesn't matter. You know what? Those are the best cars. I had a 1999 Volkswagen Jetta for the longest time, Dina. And let me tell you, this car, you get a scratch on the bumper, you get a little dent, you just be like, meh.
Meh.
I mean, like,
same,
meh.
Same.
I know.
It's like a distressed table. It just adds character.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Those cars have character.
Uh-huh.
Dina's a storage manager and has been in a relationship for 4 years. All right, Dina. So, it's little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Pretty simple. In theory, three stories. You got to figure out, did that story occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Are you up for the challenge?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I drove a car into a trailer.
Drove a car into a where?
Trailer.
A trailer. Oh.
Little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
Really? Like a little kid drove? Oh. Oh, maybe. Maybe, because we're expecting little kid can't drive, right?
Maybe.
I'll go with you on that one.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
A wild accusation's
right.
True.
Let's find out what happened.
14 to be exact. We were moving, and the moving truck had a trailer attached to haul a car, and it looked like it would be fun to drive up it.
Oh, yeah.
I put it in gear, and I hit the gas a little bit too hard, I slammed into the back of the moving truck, and I caused all kinds of damage.
Oh, wow.
You can laugh about it now, but I think he got in big trouble
when
it happened. He was 14.
Yeah.
But he's just like, you know what, Mom, Dad, I got this.
I got it.
I'm going to move the car into the trailer for you.
All right, Dina, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I broke an heirloom that's been in the family for generations.
Oh, gosh. Broken heirloom. Ooh.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah. I feel like drunk adult on this one, too.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh,
well
it kind of makes
done.
It worse, doesn't it? It makes it worse.
Well done.
I was home one summer for college, and my parents were out of town for a few days. So I had some of my girlfriends over and a few guys that we liked, and we were playing spin the bottle. Let's just say things got intense.
Spin the bottle?
She was playing spin the bottle. Things got intense.
And while I was making out with this guy, I went to push him into a chair, trying to be all sexy.
Oh,
and when I did, I slipped and fell right into a vase that was my great-great-grandmother's. And it shattered into a million pieces.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Speaking of the Ouija board, she's going to haunt him.
Yeah, right? Right? Don't get on the Ouija board.
Oh, dang it.
Because that grandma will be like, listen.
Upset.
Well, you
with
know
how
what?
That happened.
Honestly, Dina, we don't know. Maybe the grandma's like, you get it, girl. You
yeah.
get it. I don't even mind. That guy was hot. That guy was hot.
Like, I love that vase.
All right. So far, you're 2 for 2. You were perfect. Let's see if we can round it out with a perfect score, Dina. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I peed on a ping pong table and dropped a deuce in the swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
That was a loaded question sentence.
And what was it again?
You peed on the ping pong table, right? And dropped the deuce where?
Yeah, in the swimming pool.
In the swimming pool.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
That is a lot of activity.
That is a lot of activity.
That I feel like maybe only a drunk adult would have stamina for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you saying drunk adult. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Shame in his voice.
I was a drunk adult. Good job, Dina. Perfect score.
We had been at this party, and this girl I was interested in was talking to the biggest DB on campus.
Oh, God.
So, again, another party.
Wait, we have a crush, and this is what we do?
Let him finish, Kelly. Let him finish.
So, before things got bad, my friends got me out of there, but what they didn't know is I went back over there about 1 a.m., snuck in the back, peed on the ping pong table patio, and dropped the kids off at the pool.
No!
To this day, nobody knows it was me.
Now they might. Now they might, though. Now they might. Oh, God.
He was a sneaky pooper.
Oh, he literally dropped the kids at the pool. For reals.
Dina, congratulations. You are a winner.
Yay! Impressive.
Yay. Yeah. Perfect score. You got it, girl.
Yay.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, Dina, I'm going to put you on hold a quick second to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I can tell Dina has secondhand embarrassment for these people.
She probably does.
But the best part is none of that happened to her.
No.
Or you or I. True. Now, if something like that happened to you, we need your stories. Send us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us your voice note, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Let's get to a setting the bar story, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, thieves will steal just about anything from anyone, right?
Yeah.
This is a crappy robbery.
When you say crappy, what do you mean,
so
sir?
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing 35 porta-potties, then you're doing okay.
Oh, why are we stealing porta-potties of all the things to steal?
Well,
can you pawn them? Like, what are you going to do with them?
So, they're not cheap, so maybe. I mean, they can cost anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. More expensive if they're the handicap or you know, the disabled porta-potties.
Okay, but are you going to sell them on Marketplace? Because I don't think the pawn shop's going to take them.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Some of them were full. This happened in Britain. 35 porta-potties taken from a racetrack.
Oh, no.
And some were full.
Oh, you know what? So that serves them right.
So it means that they had to make multiple trips.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that they can fit 35 porta-potties in, like, a truck bed.
Uh-huh. Police are investigating, but it's unclear if they've picked up the scent.
Okay. This is among the most bizarre crimes I've heard of. Like, is there a black market that we are unaware of for porta potties?
It's like,
do you get bonus if they are full?
It's like you're walking on the sidewalk downtown and like, psst, hey, buddy. Hey, come here.
Need a porta potty?
Listen, you look like you go to the bathroom.
I got some models.
I got some models here. Take a look in this alleyway. You like this one? Look, it's nice and shiny. It's green. It's got a white top on it.
It has been used a little
bit. It has been used.
I gotta be honest. I'll give you a discount.
I'll give you a real good price.
Real good discount on that one.
Okay. Just trying to unload these.
Unload. Oh, gosh. Seriously, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, again,
why?
This is why it's a setting the bar story. Maybe they didn't hear our segment.
Oh.
Maybe they didn't know this was something that, you know, there were no signs that said, please do not take our porta potties.
Okay, I get it. Sometimes you see something sitting out and it's almost like they're asking you to take it. But sometimes we need to say, sorry, all the time, we need to say no to ourselves.
We need to
use that little urge,
discretion.
That little devil on your shoulder is just like, hey, just take it.
Okay.
Just take it. Just take all 35 of them.
All right. That is your setting the bar story this morning. I thought this was kind of interesting. There was a website that kind of did this sort of a cost analysis. If you wanted to like move out of the country, what country you could afford to live in based on where you are from. So like if you live in Kentucky, right? The places suitable that you could live if you live in Kentucky, that'd be comparable to living in a place like France or Sweden or Italy.
Are you kidding me? We could live in Italy like we live here.
Yeah, it says the price of says the price of living in Kentucky is comparable to living in France, Sweden, or Italy.
Is specifically like Como?
What city? What villa? What are we?
A few more details, because why you gotta make your mama's house?
Oh, you're looking so skinny.
I'm moving to Italy. I love you, mama. Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we spent 2 weeks in Italy, and it is the most magical place on earth.
And
if you're telling me I could live there the cost of this, I could do the show from there, right?
I mean, the time change would be...
might be difficult to work around, but maybe we can make it work. I'm just saying.
My daughters, I think, are looking at a study abroad in Italy.
Oh, they should.
Yeah.
So. It is the most beautiful place on earth.
Anyway, so if you're thinking of a intercontinental move...
Uh-huh, like buy USA,
Those are the places, especially if you live in Kentucky, that are comparable cost of living-wise. You know, you watch those international house hunters shows, and you're like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like come on now. So France, Sweden, or Italy. There you go.
Okay, so if you see me pop up on Italy House Hunters,
You'll know
what happened.
The wheels are in motion.
Uh-huh.
So earlier we were talking about this kind of viral video that these people have been putting up on TikTok, and some people are wondering if it's true or not. It's like shows... video of...
it's of their home security cameras.
Yeah, yeah. Things moving, rocking chairs moving, things
There's
like that.
There's a lot of videos to dive into on their TikTok channel at Magical Poltergeist.
Yep.
And you can see a lot of them up on our website at WDJX.com.
But we also kind of got into are Ouija boards a thing?
Apparently they are, according to Jamie, texted. I have the most insane Ouija story that ended almost in death.
Oh.
My mom and her friend played the game once when they were 29 one day in June. My mom asked it how old she would be when she died.
Mm-hmm.
It was just her and her friend, both swear on their life they didn't move it, and the board said 3 and then 0, meaning 30.
Okay.
The following month, my mom got a deadly disease, Legionnaires to be exact, which in the 90s didn't have as good of a recovery rate. She also had a really bad immune system, so it was so bad she was in the ICU for 6 months.
Wow.
They called us to the hospital on her 30th birthday to say goodbye. She wasn't supposed to make it through the night.
Ooh.
By some miracle, she survived. But they still to this day swear neither of them moved that little thing. She's still alive and is 60.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. So that's good. That's a good story.
Which I thought, they're not crystal balls.
No.
You're not supposed to they're not supposed to be able to predict
the future. Yeah, exactly. It's just supposed to get energy and move.
Well, you're supposed, yeah, it's just supposed to be able to communicate with ghosts or entities, correct?
I'm still not convinced.
Okay.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. We see Al Snow. He is outside the
He's
studio
waving at us.
Right now, waving at us.
Let me in.
All right. So OVW CEO, Al Snow, next. And live in studio, it is none other than the CEO of OVW Wrestling, Al Snow. How are you, sir?
If I were any better, I'd be jealous of myself.
Man, so it's pretty cool because you are now like a big Netflix star. And
all of the trappings that come with it, you know. I drove myself here this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I got my own Ben and Kelly cup now.
Look at that.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, things are starting to look up for Al Snow.
I'm rolling pretty large.
Never mind your illustrious career in the WWE and all this stuff you did for MTV and your history.
Netflix.
I mean, you came in and
is the biggest show you've been on.
It's the highest up I think I've ever been in a building. I was wandering around downstairs for about a half an hour.
Yeah. So. I'm watching wrestlers on Netflix.
Thank you.
I'm about four episodes in or so.
I'm 15 minutes in. So far, I'm enthralled.
But you're in, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know,
there. Honesty there.
Right.
Out of that
well,
one. You
I
know,
had that's... to take a little a pause to do a school project with my son, but I'm going to dive back in tonight.
Yeah. So, Al Snow, I was watching, I'm thinking, you know, the storyline obviously is a big part of wrestling. And, yeah. you know, when I'm watching it on television, you know, I kind of know that there's a storyline, but I'm not. I like right. like I'm not like thinking about it in the moment, and I see all these things happening, and the behind the scenes is so very cool with wrestlers, where I didn't realize that, and maybe this is naive on me to say, I didn't realize that you all practice together.
It's
I thought
rehearsed.
It was just
yeah.
a all right, well, this person is going to win this match, and this person's going to lose.
And however
all right,
that
go.
Works out is great. Go.
Yeah, but you actually like create like. Storylines.
Yeah, we don't actually practice together. I mean, they will train, physically train. But
yeah.
what they do in the ring is very much improv. It's all done.
Oh,
all
really?
Us, so, yeah. But
wow.
I lay out the direction, the idea, the objective of what we're trying to achieve. And then they have to go out and do it, interacting with the audience in the moment.
What have you found makes a good storyline? Obviously, having a villain and having a good person is paramount.
The one thing is telling a little bit of the truth so that the audience will believe the lie.
That's like our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And relatability, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you need something that... You know, no one relates to what we do physically.
Right. Uh-huh.
They just relate to a person that they know or want to be or dislike or like. And so they relate. And so they can understand, you know, my job is to build a conflict.
Yeah.
And then it has to be resolved in a competitive situation. And then, but then justice is done, not just because the person beat the other person, but because they won. And so you feel like you won too.
They won.
In the ring! In the ring! Yeah.
I mean, it's a soap opera, really, yeah. when well, you come down to it. It's a bona fide, like, soap opera storylines. You got your characters that are your faves. And now, do you guys, like, have meetings afterwards, after the matches, to say, okay, how do you guys think it went? Do you have, like, meetings?
No, not really. No. I mean, if you consider that some of them maybe go to the bar, you know, then they...
Over
you
know, a cold one,
yeah,
you know.
A couple regular meetings, uh-huh. you know.
Yeah, right.
All right.
How well do you think the producers got it?
I think that Greg Whiteley, who also directed Last Chance U and Cheer, I think he and the crew did an amazing job, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah.
You know, it was a huge risk, I felt, because... no matter what, like even radio and anything
mm-hmm.
else,
mm-hmm.
you got to be careful how much you pull the curtain back.
Right,
right.
Everybody wants to, you know, like how many times you hear people go, you know, you guys give away backstage passes at concerts and stuff. Listen, I've been backstage. It sucks.
You know? Whoa, Al Snow, wait a minute.
Sorry. But I mean,
wait a minute.
I mean, but, you know, you want well, you're backstage, you want to be out in the arena with the audience,
right,
you know,
yeah,
and the
yeah.
audience all want to come backstage, and you're like, trust me, it's not what you think it is. You know, so you've got to be careful. It's kind of like, I always use the analogy, it's like the Wizard of Oz, like,
yeah.
you know, it's all color, it's all magic, it's all exciting, and then you get to the end and you pull the curtain back and it's just some little old man pushing buttons and
yeah.
turning dials and then okay. it becomes black and white again. So
there's not little old man like flying off the ropes and onto people.
Oh,
so that's,
yeah,
you know, yeah,
yeah
you got
I,
that.
If I think I can draw money, I'll do it.
I'll do it. You know what? Yeah. Where is he? Where is he? We can do it.
Yeah.
It was funny, Al, you know, in studio here with Al Snow, co-owner and CEO of OVW, when we were talking about your arrival. And there were some members of the staff who misheard when we said Al Snow. And they were like, Al's in snow? What? So we thought we would turn it into a little game, Al
okay,
Snow.
Sure.
And I'm going to show you pictures of Al's in snow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to.
We're just assuming you're an expert.
Right, right. Owl
Even
Snow.
Though your name is not Owl.
Owl
is Al.
Really,
Owls
really
in snow. And then.
So this should be...
See, this will be great.
Oh, great.
Yeah. This will be great.
I can guarantee you probably never played a game
All right.
like this.
So,
I know, I haven't.
Owl Snow. Is this Owl in snow a snowy owl, a spotted owl, or an elf owl?
I think that's a snowy owl.
Ah, very good. Wow. You are one for one.
You
so
are
far,
an expert.
So far, he is one for one, Al Snow. This is Al's in Snow with Al Snow.
Oh, we've got more.
I know my birds. I've flipped enough birds.
That's great.
I flipped enough birds.
I think that's different.
All right, next one. Yeah. This Al in Snow, is it an eastern screech owl, a barn owl, or a barred owl?
Ooh.
I'm going to have to say a barn owl.
Did you say barred?
Barn.
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 Did you say barred?
I said barred.
Barred. Yeah, with a D.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow.
What gave it away was the loot hanging from the
Yes.
Back.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was. So
oh,
far.
What a fun game.
You are perfect.
That's
one more.
Great.
One more here.
I knew one day I would be perfect.
Owls in Snow with Al Snow. All right. Is this owl a great horned owl, a great gray owl, or a burrowing owl?
I'd say a great horned owl.
Great horned owl is correct.
Yes.
Undefeated.
He looks very horny.
Actually, yes. Actually, I do have one more. Identify this owl.
Oh.
I know that person.
That is an Al Snow.
Yeah. That is an Al Snow.
Yeah.
They did a profile on America's Most Wanted on that one.
I couldn't find a picture of you in snow, so I was wanting to find an Al Snow. In snow.
Well, if you wait a couple months, I'm sure we'll fix that.
Okay.
Now, all right.
Wait, do you still have that head? Is it? Do you carry it around?
Yes. Okay. I'm very monogamous.
You take it to the grocery store with you?
I used to, actually. I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, I used to years ago. I would travel by myself, and I would go to dinner, and I would go into restaurants and other public places, and I would buy dinner for myself and head, and have conversations.
Well,
about you.
Head is like Wilson.
Yeah. 100%
from Castaway. Yeah.
Managers would come up and be like, you're going to need to leave. You're making the other customers
uncomfortable. I love it.
And I'd be like, well, they're making us uncomfortable. So who's going to win here?
Do you know who Head is? Yeah. Head is famous.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Al Snow, do you mind sticking around for just a couple more minutes?
Love to.
All right. Because Al Snow and I are going to wrestle.
Yes.
When we come back.
I can't wait.
Thumb wrestling.
Wait. You can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be on the socials.
All right. We got it coming up next on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And how do you... Okay. Yes. We're in studio with Al Snow, OVW CEO and wrestling superstar. If you and I were getting ready to wrestle as we are, would you try to intimidate me in any way?
I'm just looking across the studio here, and I'm pretty intimidated already. So I guess I'm gonna have to try to match your vibe.
A modest man. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna do a little wrestling here.
Your thumbs look rather muscular.
Thumb wrestling here on 99.7 DJX with Al Snow. All right.
So Al's got pretty muscular looking thumbs. I'm going
to
be honest.
Kelly, you're going to have to move around this way because Al and I are going to be like right here.
Okay.
All right. So we got this. We got that. Your mic is up there. My mic is there.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So are we gonna wait. Let's get the rules first.
Right. Okay.
So we're gonna do 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war, and then we go.
Right.
And then we go.
Then
he
we
says.
Go.
This is nerve wracking. Okay.
It should be. Are you nervous?
Yes, we're nervous.
Okay.
All right. Ready, Al?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. I'm wrestling with Al Snow. Come on, buddy! Get some of that! Boom! The victor!
Wow!
Ow!
Oh, wow.
You're going to have to come harder than that next time!
Wow.
I tell you, my thumb's handicapped now.
Oh, buddy. everybody. Al Snow, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Netflix Wrestlers is now streaming. You can see it everywhere. All right.
And every Thursday night, 4400 Shepherdsville Road, we do it live television every single week here in Louisville, Kentucky. So
love that.
Please come out.
Love that. Al Snow, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Take care. All right. That'll do it for our show. What a way to wrap it up. And
we're out.
And we're out.